Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down a plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight. God's army is light.
Hey, hey, let the church unite.
Well, good afternoon. And to God be the glory. Now, if he woke you up this morning, say, hallelujah. You know he didn't have to do it, but he surely did. There is someone somewhere in the world that was not able to get out of bed today. So go ahead and give God the highest praise that you can. God is so faithful and worthy to be praised. Amen. So continue to look for your blessings every single day. So we need to complain less and we need to pray more. Don't you agree? God sees and cares about everything that happens in our lives. Remember, you are very special to God. And he will always hear you and answer your prayers, but only in his time frame. Just remember that. Amen. He wants to show himself strong in you and mighty in you. He has given you his Holy Spirit to equip you in this life. So today, I just want to encourage you to stay in faith and don't get negative towards yourself or your future. Today is Monday. It is October the 26th, 2015. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your co-host, together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host for our dynamic radio program entitled Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which is Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, before you grab your Bible and grab your pen or your notepad, why don't you do something very special and bless the ones that mean the most to you by calling them to let them know Come Together for Change is on the air in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada, right now. To listen to our broadcast right now, all you have to do is dial 646-200-0578. So tell your friends, tell your neighbors, your coworkers, and those that mean the most to you, all they have to do is call that number, which is 646-200-0578. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God today. And if perhaps you're just turning in to our broadcast a little late, or you have missed any of our previous messages, you may simply go to Facebook under Hudson Griffith or Shalia Griffith, or to hear our previous message, you may go to our website at www.meninsearchofchange. And at that time, click on the topic, Come Together for Change. At that time, you'll have to scroll down to the bottom of the page and click on any date you wish to hear the entire broadcast. Now, our inspiration for this week, which you know is written by our amazing and gifted host, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith, and it reads as follows. It is time for action. Do not be distracted by your negative circumstances, laziness, or procrastination. Say what God says about you and move on regardless of your obstacles. You are more than a conqueror. Speak positive things in your mind and from your mouth. Remember, death and life are in the power of the tongue. If you are a believer in Christ Jesus, the devil has plans for your life is to discredit you, to disgrace you, and destroy you. You should therefore watch your financial decisions, as the devil wants to disgrace you, that you have no integrity. Integrity is very important. You must therefore try to let your word be your guide. It is not what people say about you that matters, but what God says about you. He says you are more than a conqueror, and he will provide all your needs according to his riches and glory. It is not easy to be patient when fears and anxieties are pushing you to make the wrong decisions. You are exalted to let patience have her perfect work in you, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. We will all face temptations, but can you count it all joy when you are going through them? Amen. This is our inspiration for this week. So I hope that it blesses your heart and that you feel the Spirit in and around you at this time. Our topic for this week is From Begging to Bragging. You might want to write that down. From Begging to Bragging. And our scripture readings are two of them. Our main scripture reading is Mark, the 11th chapter, the 23rd through the 26th verse. And it reads as follows. Just one moment, please. Okay, Mark 11, 23 through 26, it reads as follows. 23. Okay. And it reads as follows. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And 25, and when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. And the last verse, 26, but if ye do not forgive, neither will our Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Amen. At this time, we're going to give me a great honor as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my husband, the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Thank you very much, Shalia. As always, it's a wonderful privilege to come your way another evening and to let you know that Jesus Christ is alive. You know, I keep saying this, and you may ask why. Because, you know, there is Muhammad, and he, leader of the Muhammadan religion or the Muslim faith, his grave is with us. So is other leaders of different religions. But, you know, when you go to Jesus' grave in Jerusalem, you'll discover that it's empty because he is not there. He is risen, and he is living in our hearts. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is the kingdom of God is within us, says the word of God. So we have to be able to understand what we are saying and how we are praying. Sometimes we don't pray right. And we don't make the right declarations over our lives. And we make negative declarations. I can't do it. I'm a failure. My father was a drunkard. And you make negative declarations. But today I want to help you to understand that God wants to bring you from the beggarly elements of this life to bragging rights. You have bragging rights because Jesus Christ is alive and he should be living in you. I come to tell you this evening that this is a new day for you. I come to tell you that there is no need for you to live in poverty. I come to tell you that there is no need for you to be a beggar any longer, because Jesus Christ has died on the cross and risen from the grave, and he is alive and living in you, because the word says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. So if you are a new creature in Christ, you don't have to suffer the indignities of people who have not been able to understand how to live a Christian life. I want you to make some declarations over your life today. I want you to make this day the beginning of the balance of your life to be a positive day. You've been negative for too long. That's why the devil has been able to hold you down. You've been negative for too long. That's why the devil has been able to keep you under his control. You want to come from under the control of the devil? Well, I want you today to be positive. I want you today to say positive and make positive declarations over your life. It is not what you feel, but what you know. What do you know? Do you know that Jesus Christ is alive? Do you know what he says? He says in his word says that nothing shall separate you from the love of God. He said in his word that he will be there to comfort, he will be there to encourage you. So he says he'll be with you until the end of the earth. So you don't have to be afraid that when we see debt collectors, some of us are so afraid we change our numbers when we hear debt collectors are after us. But we want to learn to live with a certain amount of integrity from today. Let this be the beginning of the balance of your life. Let not the devil hold you down, but you have to put your trust in God. You have to put your trust in God and know that he will never leave nor forsake you. You have to put your trust in God and know that you have the confidence to be able to overcome every difficulty in your life.
Know that we have the petitions that we desire of him. So I'm suggesting to you this evening that your life will be a life of thank you.
weapons of our warfare and not carnal, but is mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.